Brazil by Michael Palin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Introduction. After completing New Europe in 2007, I found many good reasons to take off my travelling boots and put my feet up on the sofa. Almost 20 years had passed since I'd set off on Around the World in 80 Days. Since then, I and my tireless crew had travelled every continent and seen so much that, rather than keep on doing it, I felt it was time to sit back and take in what we'd done. But once a traveller, always a traveller, and I realised that however happy I might be at home, as long as there were maps and guidebooks and airline schedules, I was still fatally susceptible to the lure of the open road. And although I'd visited every continent, there was one country, almost as big as a continent, that I knew nothing about, and that was Brazil. Apart from being in a film of the same name, directed by Terry Gilliam in 1985, all I knew about Brazil was that it represented sun, sea, samba, and the most successful national football teams in history. But as our Western world tipped into recession, Brazil emerged in a more serious guise. It was the B of the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China. One of those economies surging forwards as fast as we were sliding backwards. In 2012, they leapfrogged the UK to become the world's fifth largest economy. Suddenly, there were lessons we could learn from the Brazilians. There was an export market we desperately needed. Trade delegations were being hastily assembled and shipped out to...